Dear reader, how wonderful you have chosen my work to read. Thank you so much. I feel privileged. But there are a couple of things I would like to tell you about my work. If you see a typo that both my and the editor's eye has missed, please do not assume we have been slipshod. What that means is that that section has been refined and rewritten a dozen times, and somewhere in the process of editing to make it perfect, a new mistake has arisen. And whilst we are talking about editing and rewriting, you might not know that writing a novel is about 20% original imagination and 80% getting it all down right so that my imagination can implant itself in your mind. I will have read it out loud. I will have left it in the metaphorical drawer for a few weeks, for which nowadays read the cloud, so that I can read it without remembering what it was I wanted to say and be, hopefully, re-enchanted by my own story, even if it is a murderous one. And yes, I have discovered I can write a disgustingly grisly murder. I don't know why. I haven't had a violent past. I've never worked for the judiciary or the police. I just really enjoy writing nasty things. The choreography of violence enthralls me. I love it. Perhaps it is the distance and the unknownness of it that fascinates me and makes crime fiction such a popular genre. To my readers who are friends, I would just like to say no. Just because I know you like cooking and a character in my novel likes cooking does not mean this character is you. There are snippets of people I know or have passed in the street right across my work. Maybe in the shape of an eyebrow. Maybe in what I imagined they would do in a certain situation. Maybe a torn coat seam inspired me. Maybe a particularly ghastly New Year's Eve. The characters in my books are not people I know. They are imaginary people with traces of real-life people, but probably not you. Sorry. My characters are the ones who live in my brain and not down the street. For me, the most important thing about a character is their name. What I name someone helps me conjure them out of the ether. And even before I start writing, I have to get the name right. If the name is not perfect, the character will not present him or herself. They will remain wraiths, will-o'-the-wisps, not real people at all. Once they are truly and properly christened, then their story can begin. Finally, dear reader, I want you to find the pleasure in my writing that I find in so many other people's books. And if you don't, then drop my book. I won't be upset. Pick up another and another until you find an author you want to accompany you on your life's journey. Yours hopefully, the author.